Indeed, and on Thursdays at this time, we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And on today's program, something that came up within the last couple of weeks, whether or not someone should really be their homeowner general contractor, mm-hmm. and how to get involved. And I'll just maybe cite, obviously, leave the names out, but had a homeowner that insisted on they wanted to purchase their products first and hire a contractor second. Well, that's all well and good, and maybe you can save some money, but the long and short of it is it was a special order windows, and the rough openings, they didn't, I guess, pay attention to the rough openings, and it's, you know, they're built to order, custom build, if you will, and you can't ship them back like a product on Amazon or a normal store. If you buy a pair of shoes and they don't fit, you can send them back and no charge, or a shirt or a pair of pants or whatever, but the windows, you're in some deep trouble. Yeah. So we're trying to work through that and see what we can do. So
what a nightmare.
Really kind of want to talk about the pitfalls, and I'll get into the differences, but you take also something like either an interior door or exterior door.
Yep.
Same problem. Most of the mistakes are made. People really can't determine if they need a left-hand swing or a right-hand swing. We kind of call it, you need to kind of put your butt to the hinges, no pun intended, and whatever way the door is going to swing, that's what we call a left hand. If it's going to swing in left or if it swings in right, it's a right hand. The probably the beauty of a door is you don't have to replace the door and the jamb. The doors are not reversible like a refrigerator door or like a washer and dryer, which are pretty easy, reversible. All you have to really do is replace the jamb. Now, obviously, an exterior jamb is a little more money than an interior jamb, but the door itself, Paul, is still good. So you're not out 100%. So maybe just let me talk. In the process of hiring a general contractor, typically they need to make a profit, and they're going to be responsible for the job, and they're going to do all the hiring of the subcontractors, whether it's the rough carpenter, finish carpenter, the plumber, electrician, the HVAC people. They need to go get the proper permits depending on the scope of your project. If it's outside, you may need to have Miss Dig. You might need to have a survey so you don't encroach on your property lines or easements. I mean, there's a plethora of things to be on the lookout that maybe the average homeowner, I wouldn't expect them to know that, because they don't deal with it day in, day out. We deal with the products day in, day out. We don't deal with all the municipalities, but, we hear a lot of stories, if you will, good and some not so good, from remodelers and builders. So you really need to determine what is that. And then there's also what we call insurance. I mean, do you have that insurance on your homeowner's policy? Do you need to contact your agent? So it's really depends on the scope of your project.
Yeah.
And if you thought you might want to do something, you can come to Mortimer Lumber, come to the service desk. We've got, our experts, if you will. They can explain to you what you might need to do if you want to try to do it on your own. Or if you want to hire someone, we'll help guide you depending on your project. Obviously, we've got people that maybe are more expertise in decks and not so much in kitchen cabinets installation. Maybe somebody's good at replacing, windows or whatever your project is. We can, guide you in that direction.
Right, but know your limitations. I think there's a lot of home improvement shows on cable TV that are really entertaining to watch, but they can give you just enough of a sense that these projects are easily done that you rush out and try and do it yourself, when in fact some of the examples you just cited can be a real nightmare for a homeowner.
Correct, and depending if you're trying to build a wall, are you really, you're not the plumber, you're not the electrician.
Right.
Normally, a general contractor knows a little bit about what kind of distances, what you need here or there. So you can. It's really a bigger step if you depending on the scope of your project. I mean, obviously, if somebody wants to build a deck, there's a lot of homeowners that build a deck. That's pretty simple. But when you get into the interior house, exterior, depending on the scope, and probably the biggest mistake is the measurements and not understanding the rough opening. I mean, over the years, I've seen it, I've been in the business over 40 years. I guess the positive thing, too, if, in fact, we have what we call a oops area out in our warehouse, or mistakes, if you will. I mean, could even be us. I mean, we have to double check. I would say a common theme, Paul, the last couple of years, we have to check every acknowledgement. You wouldn't believe the mistakes. You think, how can this be wrong? We know we faxed this over, but things happen. So
sure.
So we need to, you know, as far as our Mortimer Lumber, need to be, you know, aggressive and active on you know, looking at the acknowledgements. But back to the point, we do have this oops area. So we catalog, take a picture, show it up at our front service desk, and try to sell the product for you. The problem is typically you're going to hopefully maybe get 50 cents on the dollar, and that's not real comfortable. You know, you take a $1,000 door or something, and you might only get $400 or $500. At least it's something.
Right.
But you're not going to, it's a rare occasion that you're going to have somebody with a need that we have the product in this oops area, and you can get full value out of it.
Yeah. You've said it here before, Chip, measure twice and cut once, right?
Measure twice and cut once. Yes, we don't have that proverbial board stretcher. So it's just really cautionary as far as, you know, some of the things that, you know, there's a lot to do. We actually can give someone a handout if they want to be their own homeowner GC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending on the scope, I mean, there's some builders, you know, there's the your lien rights, so there's waivers and notice of furnishing, notice of commencement, and it's a lot to know. So
for sure.
You call about doing your homework. So we're here to help you. We're not here to discourage you, but maybe we can help sort out, is it simple enough that you can do it, or should we really guide you and let you have a few names and somebody who's an expert on it.
Right. Ask those questions. It's important before you take on a big project on your own. If somebody wants to ask one of those questions, Chip, or if they've got an idea for something they'd like to hear on doing your homework, how do they reach you?
We can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
Thanks, Paul.
Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber on WPHM. It's 9:48 now.